Hi, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shaney. May I please get your zip code to pull up your account?
My zip code is 32162.
32162, is that correct?
Right.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Raymond Sylvain.
Okay, give me just a moment. Can you spell your last name out for me?
S-Y-L-V-A-I-N.
Okay, Mr. Sylvain, have you placed an order with us yet?
I had an order with you, and let's see, it was 01-2020.
Okay. Give me that zip one more time. I do apologize.
32162. I have the old order number, if that's any help.
Okay, what is that order number?
Okay, it was GOF0536194IH.
Mr. Sylvain, what is your email address that you used when you placed your order?
Okay, RYLB69789@AOL.com. I was placing it on the computer, and I got to the point where it said address, and I said continue the shipping, and it comes back, and it says I only have 25 characters in my address, and if I start taking characters out, then my address don't mean anything.
All right, Mr. Sylvain. Now, I do have your account pulled up here. I was able to locate it. I do see here. Give me just a moment.
The old order has the right address and everything is fine. Because I have my old confirmation in front of me here.
Okay, I do see here where you did. The last time we have an order for you is going to be back in March, where you did do that one-time shipment for an Ultra Pure. And you said you wanted to place a new order?
Right.
Were you still wanting to place another order for your Ultra Pure?
Is it Ultra Pure?
Bear with me just a moment, Mr. Sylvain.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I do apologize. It wasn't the Ultra Pure. I'm sorry. This was for the CryoFreeze.
CryoFreeze, right. That's right. The other one sounds strange to me.
Yes, sir. For the CryoFreeze CBD pain relief roll-on, did you want to place another order for that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, if you'll give me just a couple moments, I'll go ahead and get this order placed for you. Are we still using the same payment method?
Yeah. I don't know which card I gave you.
Okay, so. I don't have a payment method that's saved in here, being that you did do a one-time order.
Yeah.
So just bear with me just a couple moments, and we'll get this reorder done for you. Okay, and what I'm doing right now is I'm getting this place so we can get this order processed for you, okay? And just bear with me just one moment, Mr. Sylvan.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Sylvain, I do apologize for placing you on hold, but I am going ahead and pulling up my screen so I can get this cryo freeze ordered for you.
Okay. You having a problem putting the order in also?
It was just taking me a little bit to get it worked out, but I did get it pulled up. Okay. Now, I do see here, Mr. Sylvain, that it was a price increase on your cryo freeze. Now, the retail price for it now is $59.95.
That's for two, right?
That's going to be for one.
When I looked at it on the computer, it said for two.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were placing the order yourself online, now you would be able to get that bundle deal. However, if you do place the order with me, I would only be able to do a one-time shipment for you. So if you wanted to get that discount as far as the two-bottle price, you would need to proceed with placing that order online, Mr. Sylvain.
But that's the only reason I called. I tried to place it online, and I told me to put the address in. I put my 8649 South 168 Citrus Loop. And when I say continue the shipping, it says I'm tired of sacrifice. So.
Well, maybe have you tried typing out the word South instead of abbreviating it?
Sure, South, the word Southeast out, right?
Mm-hmm. Try spelling the word Southeast out, and then maybe it will accept it.
I did. 8649 Southeast. That's the way I spelled it. S-O-U-T-H-E-A-S-T.
And it still didn't go through?
No, it says it's 25 characters in that field, and I have to reduce it.
Okay, so that's when you broke it back down to just breaking it into the SE, is that correct?
I did SE, and it didn't like that either.
Okay. Because I'm not sure as to why it's giving you that error message, but give me just a moment. Let me speak with my supervisor to see if we can figure out why it's not letting you place that order.
I certainly want the cheaper price.
And I apologize, Mr. Sylvan. We're trying to put our heads together to see what happened and why it's not processing the order. So just bear with me just another couple of moments, okay?
Okay.
Let me just make sure we're spelling this right. So it's 168th Kittredge Loop, and that's spelled K-I-T-T-R-I-D-G-E.
R-E-D-G-E, right.
Okay.
The last word is Loop, L-O-O-P.
Okay. And again, that zip was 32162, is that correct?
32162, right.
Okay. Bear with me just another couple moments. I do apologize for having to keep placing you on hold, but I am trying to get that information to see what we can do to get this ordered for you.
Okay.
Okay, what I'm going to do, Mr. Sylvan, is see if it'll let me place the order on the actual website for you. So give me just a moment.
Okay.
So you're wanting to get the dual cryo-freeze CBD for the $59.95 price, is that correct?
Right, that was to me. That would be for two.
Mm-hmm. Now, I am also showing on here now, Mr. Sylvan, if we go ahead and place this order with the bundle of the Cryo-Free CBD Pain Relief Roll-On, now we do have an offer for the Cryo-Free CBD Advanced Joint Defense. Now, that joint defense, it does help with relieving sore muscles as well as joint overusage with you, you know, continuing to age, and it does help with inflammation and stiffness. Now, the full retail price for that CryoFreeze joint defense, it is $59.95, but I do have a 50% offer for you if you want to add it to your order today for $29.98.
Okay, so I still get the original order, plus I get that one.
Mm-hmm. If you want to go ahead and add it, it'll be additional $29.98.
Okay.
Okay, well.
That's it. And the original order is for $49, I guess it is.
$59.95. Okay. Now, I do have your dual cryo-free CBD pain relief roll-on as well as that additional joint defense added in there for that 50% discounted price. So your total price for all of your products today, Mr. Sylvan, is going to be
$89.93. Okay. Well,
okay.
I'll do it.
All right. Well, let me get to that checkout page to get your information. And your same email address is going to be rylv69789@aol.com, is that correct?
And you will send me a confirmation, I hope.
Yes, sir. Once I'm done confirming everything, make sure I get you a confirmation number confirming that we placed the order.
Okay.
Okay, your address again is that 8649 Southeast 168th Kittredge Loop.
Right.
And that is in the Villages, Florida, correct? Thank you. it's giving me that same. It says, please limit the field to 25 characters. Okay, let's see if we can abbreviate loop and see if it'll let me place the order.
That sounds like where I was.
All right, so we got it as, I had to take that TH off of 168. So I got an 8649 Southeast 168 Kittredge Loop.
Okay, it might be okay.
Okay, now it's going to take 7 to 14 business days to get that shipped to you.
Okay, that's not a problem.
Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and take your payment information. Now, is it going to be Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Okay, I got a universal card here. I'm not sure it's AT&T. I'm not sure which one it is.
What type of logo does it have in the bottom corner? Does it have a Visa or MasterCard logo?
No, it has, on the top corner, it has a circle with black and white. And then the bottom corner, it has... orange and yellow.
Okay, that's a Discover card. Can you go ahead and give me your card information?
Yep. I got it the right way here. 5396-8090-1618-7614. And it expires 10/31/24. And the secret number is 828.
Okay, and again, that expiration date was 10/24, and the CVV on the back of the card is 828. Okay, and the name on the card is going to be Raymond Sylvain. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to be Raymond A. Sylvain.
Okay, so that's Raymond A. as in Apple Sylvain.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is your billing address the same as your shipping address? Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, again, the charge to your account is going to be $89.93, and I'll go ahead and get this payment processed for you, okay?
Okay. So are we all set now?
Just a second. It's processing.
Uh-oh.
Now, I do have an order number for you if you'd like to write this down for your records.
Okay. Short one, I hope.
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. What is it?
All right. That's going to be 65116.
Okay. And you will send me an email compensation.
Yes, sir, I am going to send you an email confirmation that's going to go to your rylv6978@aol.com email.
69789, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have too many numbers here to remember.
Okay. Now, is there anything else that I may help you with today, Mr. Sylvain?
No, I'm all set.
All right.
Should I have this problem next time?
You should not have this problem next time. In the event that you do, I'll be more than happy to assist you with getting the order placed. No problem.
Okay. Well, I'll be 3 or 4 months from now.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You are so welcome, Mr. Sylvain, and thank you again for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.